listener production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. 62 strict conditions will be slapped on one of the state's most notorious pedophiles when he walks free from prison this morning. Bradley Pendragon has spent more than half of his life in jail but was granted release last month. The Federal Health Minister says the current vaccine uptake for fourth COVID jabs in our aged care system is not good enough. Mark Butler says the rate needs to improve to protect the vulnerable, given we're also seeing a surge in flu cases.
We need to make sure that all efforts are put in place to ensure that those fourth dose rates are brought up from a bit over 50%, which is where they are now, because we know how crucial it is for protection during this winter.
The cannabis debate is set to light up WA Parliament in the next year. The Legalised Cannabis Party have plans to debate whether West Aussies should be able to legally possess 50 grams of the drug and grow four plants in their home. The McGowan government telling the West Australian this morning they have no intention of legalising the drug. It's the shortest day of the year today, the winter solstice. Just 10 hours of daylight is expected. The sun rose at 7:17 this morning and it sets at 5:20 this evening. Road Safety Commissioner Adrian Warner says we need to be extra careful of cyclists in the dark.
The key message is be seen. You're the vulnerable ones out there. You'll come off second best in any crash with a cyclist, scooter or a car.
FIFA and World Athletics have confirmed they're now reviewing their transgender policies after a decision from swimming to effectively ban trans women from competing in female events. There's a mixed review from Aussie swimmers to the decision. In sport, Eagles defender Jeremy McGovern has spent a third night in hospital with major rib damage. He's having surgery to have a plate inserted. Coach Adam Simpson telling Seven he remains at RPH in good care.
Yeah, he's still there. Obviously significant with the ribs, and he'll get surgery today or tomorrow. We'll get a plate put in there and try and clean it up as best we can, but it's a fair knock. So yeah, he'll be out for a little while.
The Eagles hosting Essendon this Friday night at Optus Stadium. Tim Kelly is set to return while Frio take on Carlton on Saturday.
Listener.